here at the 2018 PSCU Member Forum in St. Louis, Missouri. Look who I ran into, Mr. Norman Akimoto from Hawaiian Tel Federal Credit Union. How are you?
I'm doing great.
What brings you to this neck of the woods? You're far, far from home.
Well, we've been PSCU members, owners, since, I was trying to remember, probably from the 1990s.
Oh, really? That far back, huh?
Yeah, my predecessor was on the board of PSCU until he retired.
Nice. So you guys know PSCU extremely well, right?
Extremely well. I mean, in Hawaii, we had a data center, three-person data center, before it was consolidated to Florida.
And here you are. And here you are traveling halfway across the planet to hang out with us here in St. Louis, Missouri, in heartland of America.
I try to make it. This is one of my favorite conferences to attend.
And so what are some of the highlights so far from the conference? I know we're kind of in our first kind of day and a half, but what stands out for you?
Well, what stands out is at breakfast we had Guy Kawasaki speak. So that was kind of nice since I'm missing him now.
Oh, you are? Well, let's get this over with so you can go see.
And then we have Coach Saban. That was amazing because I mean, nice to hear the story behind why somebody's successful.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't their latest quarterback, isn't he from Hawaii?
He's from Hawaii, right. Yeah. Yes, that's right.
So
and
got
so
some
when
close
he made
time.
The quarterback change at half, that was pretty gutsy.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, and it turned out
all right for them.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about some credit union stuff here. So what are some challenges that keep you awake at night?
Well, the challenges is competition.
Yeah.
We're getting competition from across all channels. Mm-hmm. And in the Hawaii market, it's not necessarily a growing market.
Right.
So it's, you know, competing with others, I mean, the banks, but also other credit unions. But then again, we work together. Mm-hmm. Credit unions, we have share branching. We have a really robust share branching network. And staffing. Hawaii has a lot of low unemployment. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. And just getting staffing.
So is it co-opetition? Is that kind of what the term is?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
I like that. Hey, can you tell us a bit about your partnership with PSCU? Because it sounds like you guys just signed a new 10-year agreement?
Yeah, we've had credit card service, like I said, from the 1990s, and they've been doing well for us. And so previous to that, we signed a 7-year contract.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, we just signed a 10-year contract, you know. So we have a great rep, Jason. I want to dispel all rumors. We did not sign the contract because of Jason's good looks.
He's a handsome fellow, that's for sure.
And his personality, but that all of those did count. But, you know, PSU made the investment of having him be full-time representative for Hawaii, so he's done really great.
Wow. Well, that's a nice region to have, Jason, who's just off camera, so not too bad.
Yeah, you know, in fact, I'm trying to lobby, he may want to get a state ID or a driver's license, you know, but, you know, where he's at in Arizona is a nice country.
Yeah, that's not too bad either, So what are some the most valuable aspects of working with a CUSO in general? Because, I mean, there's a lot of them popping up these days, and obviously PSCU is one of the bigger ones out there. So what are some of the benefits to working with a CUSO?
Well, we like, because you're a member owner, the vibe is always different. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're members of other CUSOs, and we own a CUSO too on the share branching.
Right.
So it's just a different feel. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you deal with a non-CUSO related entity, then it's, you know, they want to make you feel part of it, but they have their own agendas
too.
Right? I mean, it's not bad. I mean, there's different ways to be successful, and you end up choosing the partners that you want to be, that works best for you. But, you know, CUSOs is a nice thing to be part of.
Yeah, it's pretty unique to our industry where you have an organization that's supported by the organizations that it serves. So it's kind of this reciprocation type of methodology that's going on here. So it's pretty cool to be a part of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's neat. And even in Hawaii, just the culture of credit unions goes way back to the plantation days.
Oh, it does.
I'm not sure.
Oh, I didn't know that. No.
So in the old days, the people get together, especially in the Asian culture, but they'll pool their money together, and like almost like social groups, and they take the money and they lend it out to other people in the group. They'll call it tanamoshis. Mm-hmm. And even on the Big Island, you have coffee farmers. They would help other get together and help fund equipment for other coffee farmers. And so there's a strong tradition of that credit union concept in Hawaii.
That's a cool history. I like that, and I like to see credit unions ingrained in that history as well. Right. Norman, anything else to add to wrap up here? Any other takeaways or expectations for the conference?
No, I just recommend whoever is part of PSU to come to the conference, although I just heard it was sold out. First time it was sold out, so you have to sign up earlier.
Early bird gets the worm. That's right.
Right, and then even, this conference, just to show how PSU works, and I think it's pretty unique. I mean, they have where if you're the CEO and the and also as executives, they get to attend this. I mean, the registration fee is free, no cost. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, when you, I think, as you know, the price of conferences keep on rising.
A little bit.
People are not shy in charging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's, it just shows what being part of a CUSO is.
Yep.
Although not all CUSOs make it free for everybody, but that's just that concept of giving back.
Yeah, right? And the value. The yeah. And the value you're getting
here. The value. Over here, you always have great speakers. Like I think the previous year was Gruden, John Gruden speaking. Mm-hmm. Just, I know I can see a lot of the care and the preparation that goes into it. And I mean, and it's about the members.
Well, very cool. That's a great message to end on. Norman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for hanging out with us for a little bit.
All right.
Thanks.